And now to Libya, where nearly 100 people have been killed in 2 weeks of battles over control of Tripoli's international airport. The clashes between government forces and militants have wounded over 400 people. Medics announced a figure based on data collected from 8 public hospitals in the capital and its suburbs. While the number is expected to be higher, as those taken to medical facilities outside the capital have not been considered. 38 people have been killed in the ongoing clashes in Benghazi. Libya is witnessing one of its worst spasms of violence since the oust of longtime dictator Muammar Gaddafi in 2011. Militants control large swaths of the country, while the army has been unable to retake the areas. Let's cross over to Washington, D.C., joined by political commentator Dr. Randy Short. Dr. Short, good to have you with us. What exactly is taking place in Libya as you see it at this point in time?
Well, it's a fight over the spoils of this American-instigated regime change that's destroyed the country. You have people in the western half around the area of Zintan with their allies fighting with the who are aligned with the National Front that's in the parliament. And then you have the folks out of Misrata who are aligned with the Muslim Brotherhood. And I'll give you an editorial. The people from Misrata, some of them are crooked Libyan Jews who are responsible for a lot of the chaos. The other thing that's happening that's not being mentioned is that the Green Resistance is involved. The people miss Gaddafi. They recognize that they lost something. So there's this chaos as well as the militias fighting. But the tribes are united, and they want the folks in Misrata have been driven out of Benghazi mostly. What's happening is people are trying to at least get some of what they used to have. And this is also showing a complete failure of the Obama policy for Libya. He's got more thumbs than a Chinese soccer stadium in terms of how he's ruining things. And his partners, the Muslim Brotherhood, gesture have been no good. In fact, they've been involved in the slaying of Ambassador Stevens. So you've got all of this going on. The American embassy's been evacuated. A British convoy was almost hijacked. The Turks want to pull out. So it's nothing. I mean, this destruction of a country, there's no way the elections they had in June can simply be patched up by August for a new government. So a flag and parliament freedom doesn't return the sovereign wealth stolen from the country, or the infrastructure destroyed, or the tens of thousands of people killed or wounded or displaced, actually into the hundreds of thousands, by America, NATO, Israel, Qatar, and Saudi Arabia destroying the Libya that was run by the Jamahiriya.
How much of this do you think, Dr. Short, is according to plan, though it appears to be chaotic? There are experts that say, in general, the West has planned for much of the Middle East and Northern Africa. Have these a lot of these countries in this type of constant chaos?
You know, they want to steal the oil, and they want to steal the water that comes out of the Nubian aquifer. France gets the water, and I guess America and Kuwait, some of the other people will get the, I'm not Kuwait, Qatar, will get the oil. It's about looting, taking what other people have. After all, the dollar's dying. I mean, people are moving to gold. I mean, people don't want to be bothered with that. So what you see is a move by the United Kingdom, or should I say Great Britain, United States, and some of these other dying imperialist powers to just take the hard assets of black, brown, and Muslim countries. So if they can't buy it, they can't keep a dictatorship in, ruin the country, and strip out everything they want. This happened with Sierra Leone with diamonds. It's happening with the Congo, with coltan, diamonds, gold, you name it, hardwood. So just destroy and take. This is, we must remember the British Empire was built on piracy. So was the Dutch. So these folks have always done the same thing. We've got a gun. If we don't have money, we'll shoot you and take it. and call it fair trade, freedom, and democracy.
Well, what does it take now at this point in time, Dr. Short, to bring stability back to Libya?
What needs to happen? The tribes of Libya want the brotherhoods out. They want everything out. They want their sovereign wealth fund return that was stolen by American banks, some of them Jewish controlled, and state banks in Europe and in China need to give the money back. They need to get out. They want their country back. So everyone needs to leave. The Libyans are capable of ruling and running things themselves. And they just want people to let them drive the rats out, as Gaddafi called them. Let the Libyan people get rid of the Takfiri terrorists who've killed thousands and have ruined their country. That's what they need, with no intervention, no America, no Obama. Let the Libyans solve their problems.
Thank you so much, political commentator Dr. Randy Short out of Washington, D.C.